With headline-grabbing gun deaths during the past decade, the 10-year-old girl struck by a stray bullet fired from a community gun. The UAlbany student who took the New York City police exam the day before he was killed near Washington Park in 2008, still front of mind. Many local activists believe there has been no progress, either on the community or police level, when it comes to addressing gun violence. But statistics reveal the crime rate in Albany is on a downward spiral. Officials point to year-to-date figures showing violent crime is down 2% and the overall crime rate down 14.1%. To some, incidents of gun violence are a call to action, sparking gatherings. Vigils and forums one activist likens to scabs forming over cuts. But for many, the scars never heal, and community relations remain strained. Wednesday evening, Albany Law School hosted a panel discussion regarding police relations with minorities and young adults. Second-year law student and organizer Brianna Vaughn.
We wanted to have a community forum that would focus on police relations with minorities and young adults and how to bridge the gap between the two, being that police brutality is such a hot topic issue in today's society. We felt like as up-and-coming lawyers, we should speak on the issue.
A major question is what role video should play. In the wake of Ferguson, there have been calls to outfit cops with body cameras. Closer to home, last November, a Saratoga County Sheriff's deputy was suspended after an incident with a motorist involving foul language and physical contact was posted online and attracted national media attention. Last week in Albany, an officer who challenged the presence of a street musician found himself on the wrong end of the lens, documented citing laws against performances that don't exist, and telling the performer his shirt was blocking pedestrian traffic on a 25-foot-wide chunk of downtown sidewalk. Law student Adriana De Leon says dialogue and discussion make a difference, and the conversation needs to continue.
What's going on in the news with police brutality, it makes us have no hope. It makes us, I am 34 years old, this is my second career, I have a bachelor's degree, I have a master's degree, and I'm going for my law degree, and still I get scared. Does that, what happened to Sandra Bland in Texas, is that going to happen to me? These are things that I think about every day that I when I walk outside. And so therefore, I think we need to have the conversation. Maybe there is police reform that's going on in Albany Police Department or back in New York City where I'm from. If these things are happening, then I think that it's the obligation of the community to question the police to find out, are we any safer today than we were yesterday?
Patrick Lynch, president of the NYPD union, emailed a statement to reporters this week in which he wrote, "No one should ever jump to an uninformed conclusion based on a few seconds of video." No cameras were rolling in Saratoga Springs on Labor Day weekend in 2013 when Darryl Mount Jr. died after being chased by police on a complaint he had pushed his girlfriend. Mount was fatally injured when he fell through scaffolding during the foot chase. And there was only darkness in Albany the chilly April night Donald Dante Ivy was stopped by officers in his Arbor Hill neighborhood. The encounter that resulted in a fatal tasing that still has the community on edge as the district attorney and the executive branch trade blame for an unfinished investigation. District Attorney David Soares has been urged by activists to take a stand, but says Governor Andrew Cuomo's July executive order giving the state attorney general powers above those of local DAs in civilian police shooting cases has stalled the case, which the administration disputes. Albany County Assistant District Attorney Jasper Mills spoke at the Albany Law School Forum. Activist attorney Mark Mishler offers his take on that.
There are some particularly, I think, sharp disagreements around, for example, the issue of whether there is an inherent conflict of interest in having an elected county district attorney be in charge of a potential prosecution of a police officer and a police killing of a civilian. Two sides of that issue were addressed. I think that, in my opinion, the representative of the Albany County District Attorney's Office essentially, despite what he was trying to say, made the case as to why there has to be a special prosecutor in such situations, because he talked about the role that police play and the connections between police and the DAs and the friendships that exist between police officers and district attorneys. He was trying to make an argument that that means DA's offices can be fair and impartial, but in fact he made the opposite argument.
Mishler hopes events like the forum will foster understanding, inspiring citizens and the law students who participated.
We have to make a choice as individuals to the extent that we can, whether we're going to play a role of perpetuating a system that is structured and based on racism, or whether we're going to play a role of trying to dismantle that kind of a system. Those are choices, and it's not acceptable, whether you're a defense lawyer or a prosecutor or a police officer, to simply sort of sit back and say, well, I didn't create this problem, I'm just doing my job. We all have a responsibility to take action to make our society better.
Dave Lucas, WAMC News.